Most of the Midwest will experience relatively tranquil weather over the next few days. The weather pattern in general is going to be rather quiet as the storm system focuses in on the southeastern corner of the country, where we'll see rain, freezing rain, sleet, and snow occurring from parts of Mississippi and Alabama into Virginia and the Carolinas today, and some of that precipitation will be mostly moderate to heavy at times, at least in a part of that region. Some of the ice and snow may end up causing some travel issues, but all of that is to our south. The only other precipitation that comes close to the Midwest will be across the northern parts of the region from the Dakotas into Michigan, where we'll see brief periods of light snowfall coming and going into Saturday. Most of the snow, though, is not likely to accumulate very well because there's not much moisture in the atmosphere right now to work with. We'll look for a dusting to an inch or two only on the northernmost fringes of the Great Lakes region, and the accumulations further south will mostly be less than an inch, just a dusting in quite a few areas. The snow may reach a little bit further to the south as the coldest air begins to pour into the region, and that will likely take place as we get into Saturday and Sunday. The air will be cold enough to get us temperatures near zero, maybe down into parts of Missouri and Illinois, and it looks like much colder conditions will occur further to the northwest. In fact, we'll probably see negative teens and 20s occurring in parts of Minnesota and the Dakotas and portions of Wisconsin, perhaps. So it will be a very cold period of time. It looks like Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday will be the coldest period, with probably Monday and Tuesday being coldest in the heart of the Midwest. The cold comes and goes relatively quickly, and we'll likely see somewhat of a moderating temperature pattern as we move into the early to middle part of next week. Another round of cold air may come into the region later next week, and it may come on the heels of a little bit of a wintry mixed precipitation event that could impact the region during midweek. We don't expect to see any major storm systems impacting the region, though. We'll keep an eye on that little storm system during midweek next week. Temperatures specifically across the region will be fairly nice here over the next couple of days ahead of that cold surge coming up. We'll look for high temperatures this afternoon to run mostly in the 30s and some 40s in the southern parts of the Midwest, but a little bit of a cold air mass in the northern fringes of the region will limit temperatures to the single digits, maybe even some sub-zero readings in parts of Minnesota today, but that will abate quickly. We'll look for high temperatures tomorrow, running mostly in the 20s and 30s across the northern parts of the Midwest, while 30s and 40s, maybe even a few 50s occur in the southern areas. Most of those 50s will be in Kansas and Missouri. We'll look for the temperatures to maybe continue to be a little bit on the warm side from southern and eastern parts of the Midwest on Saturday afternoon, with a lot of 40s and 50s expected, but the colder air will begin pushing into the northwestern areas at that point in time. We'll expect the high temperatures as we move from Sunday into Monday to stay below zero in the Dakotas and Minnesota, and temperatures in the rest of the Midwest will probably not get much warmer than teens and 20s during the coldest day on Monday. That means it will probably be quite chilled down across the region, a little stress for livestock in the region, and what little snow falls, again, will be focused mostly on the northern parts of the region. We will expect to see some breezy conditions and extreme wind chills across the area. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.